Hey, guys.
Hey, we're talking.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys have been getting updates and taking advantage of all the sales we have on the website at healthmasters.com, including the D3 10,000 K2 at 25% off and the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, which will be on sale for one last day today. And the product of the week, which I actually have not checked to see what's winning out of curiosity. What do we got here?
Oh,
I signed prostate support. Wow. Neck and neck.
Hey, yeah.
Well, you guys know your job. You know the homework. Go break the tie on that.
The homework.
Let me know. Now, this is something I'm going to cover real quick. This isn't a health-related news article. I got some pretty good health stuff that I'm going to cover today, including some stuff that goes into detail on 1 out of 10 adults have now been seriously injured by the COVID shot, kids' screen time, and the increased risk of ADD, which happened a lot now, more than you guys will know. And also, too, on top of that, we're going to go into detail on an article I found earlier here that they're pushing the Pfizer RNA flu shot back out at everyone, telling everyone that it's super safe and effective and it works great. So I got a couple of those topics I'm going to cover. But one part of this has gotten weird. I'm going to cover this right now. Is something big is about to go down in Venezuela. And I got a call out to one of my good buddies. I haven't heard back from him yet this morning. As I was doing some read on it last night. And there's an enormous amount of buildup that's out in the Caribbean now. As you guys know, there's 7 aircraft carriers now out in the Caribbean. And on top of that, we're looking at this whole buildup around the entire region with no fly zones and enormous amount of military, as far as Marine Corps. They have, I think, 4,500 in Puerto Rico now. And I was reading, and they said that essentially we have 30% of our U.S. deployable naval power is sitting in the Caribbean. Full loadout. I mean, Tomahawks, everything. And then you got all the Marines staged in Puerto Rico. This is very strange as far as unless we are going to a full-scale ground invasion or we're going to do essentially a big bombing raid on Venezuela and into a ground invasion. I'm trying to get more intel on it now. But you don't move this type of weapons. You don't move this type of military power in one area unless something's going to go down. This is fact. This is looking like it did out in the waters before we invaded Iraq. This is escalating very, very quickly. So I'm curious to see what's actually about to happen. Obviously, there's nothing I can do about it or you can do about it. So the best thing to do is make sure you're prepped up for anything. That's why I always tell people, make sure you got some backup food, backup water, a lot of backup ammo, and also, too, make sure you got anything else as far as medical systems and stuff that you may need and have those in check. That's just on a daily basis. I recommend that just make sure you go through and you check your stash every year. You know, make sure your food buckets are in date. Make sure your MREs are in date. Whatever you may need, whatever you stack up on. I always tell people that I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And that's one of those big things with that is making sure. Because you can see right now what's going on with silver prices. They're stagnant, but yet you can't get any silver. You know, I've talked to multiple people now. You try to order any bulk Silver Eagles and everything's backlogged. I'm talking 2-3 months, even February, to get silver and physical. Actually, I'm talking large amounts. Some of these contractors are trying to get it. And now you're seeing these AI data centers explode. But what's odd about this is it's like there's no ability to maintain a lot of these infrastructures, the AI, as far as with the power grid. So now they're talking about increasing all these power grid systems, and there's an article that came out in Florida, and they're saying now, wake up, Florida. Next year, 2026, everybody's electric bills are going to be going up 10 to 15% next year. Like the electric bills in Florida aren't already high enough, and we don't already have these massive, basically monopolies down here with TECO and other groups that gouge everybody on prices. This is a problem. You can't do anything about it. You can argue with them, you can fight with them, you can do whatever you want, but they'll straight up shut your power off if you don't pay the bill. There's nobody else to get power from. Straight monopolies. And now these companies are saying they're going to start raising prices because they have to start building bigger infrastructure for AI. Where's the cost-benefit analysis for the American population to bring this level of AI in? Nobody's really asking this. There's all this money that's getting injected into the AI markets, in the S&P. And there's all this money that's being put out in these industries as far as for it. But yet, nobody can really detail why in the world we need this level of AI systems all across the country. Now, Amazon's going to spend 50 $1 billion on AI infrastructure for the U.S. government. The project will add 1.3 gigawatts of capacity across new data centers, with Amazon breaking ground 2026. As part of the investment, agencies will have access to Amazon Web Services, AI tools, Claude family of models, Nvidia chips, as well as Amazon's custom Trainium AI chips. This is the project will break ground in 2026. And part of the investments, all these agencies are going to have access to this. The only people, the only groups that are getting any benefit from these AIs, the more I dig down into it, are the intel agencies. No, oh, wow, I got an extra ChatGPT on my computer, and it can make me lazier. Yay. Okay, cool. Another $50, $60 billion for another data center with Amazon? I mean,
you know, you covered a lot of stories here. Number one, do you remember what happened when Trump locked us down with COVID?
Yes.
What happened? 5G, 6G.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Quickly. 5G towers went up like they were going out of style.
Remember, this stuff isn't built overnight.
No.
This stuff was laying there waiting to be installed when the traffic was down and nobody was noticing and the whole country was locked down.
Think about all those 5G giant cell boxes. All that stuff already had to be manufactured and ordered.
That's right.
So that didn't just, like you said,
this stuff's been going on for years in preparation for the COVID lockdowns, in which they could come in and basically force all this 5G, 6G. Now, remember, the 5G, 6G systems have to be backed up by AI for if you want maximum penetration.
Yeah.
Because the 5G, 6G systems are bringing in pretty much everything as far as the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
It's putting us into an ionized soup in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons they use the chemtrails, because it makes this ionization of the atmosphere more effective as far as transmitting data. That's why they're making us breathe all the aluminum. The entities that run the planet have done this before, and they're doing it again. And it's, the last time they did it, God destroyed it with Noah and the flood, and now they're doing it again. Now, if you watch the movie Midway, the Japanese made an unbelievable, horrible mistake. They clustered all of their the majority of their operational aircraft carrier, right off the coast of Midway for an attack on Midway that was going to be a sneak attack.
Yeah.
We knew the intel, and we had our troops, our aircraft carriers waiting and wait for them, and we basically sank three or four of their carriers. Sank all of their carriers, actually. Every carrier they had, we sank there. And when they did that, it put the Japanese, on their heels, and they basically went into a big retreat, which is the first time they had done that during World War II. Now, the crazy part about all of this is, show us that picture again of those carriers clustered. Look at this. We've got all of these carriers clustered.
But they're still a decent, the aspect of it, they're still fairly far apart.
Not in Mach 3, they're not.
Yeah, that's true.
Not in Mach 3. The Russians have hypersonic missiles.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to put fear into people here, but Russia has hypersonic missiles that can breach that distance within minutes.
Yeah.
So here we are in Russia now saying they're going to come to the aid of Venezuela.
Well, that's what I was reading earlier. Now, because the thing is, this level of buildup isn't necessary to go.
Do we really need to put the Iwo Jima, the Lauderdale, the Antonio, the Ford, the Mahan, the Bainbridge, and the Churchill all at risk at once in an area like this?
For Venezuela. Venezuela has no formidable naval force.
That's right. But Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world.
That's true.
And the boys that like the free air, the international banking community, that wants that place for their own, they love the acquisition stuff, by force.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that, with South America now for the past 60 years through Operation Condor. And this is not ending now. This is the CIA involved. In fact, Trump has already authorized CIA to go in behind the scenes now into Venezuela.
And that's what's odd about that. Somebody brought that up to me the other day because they made that public. Mm-hmm. What's odd about that is the CIA doesn't disclose that.
Nope, Trump did.
Right, but Trump, they don't disclose that. Yeah, the CIA does whatever they want to do. They're not going to sit there and tell the world that they're going in Venezuela unless they want the world to know they're in Venezuela.
Pentagon says it's now investigating Senator Mark Kelly over a video urging troops to defy illegal orders. Now, I remember this guy's a military boy. He's a Navy pilot. He's a shuttle pilot.
Yeah.
This guy's been in space multiple times. Mark Kelly's an interesting character. Very, very, very smart man academically. He was born in 1964. He's an American politician, retired astronaut, former naval officer, serving as a senior United States Senator from Arizona. He's held that seat since 2020. He's a member of the Democratic Party. He's also extremely communist liberal. I mean, he marches right to the Communist Indoctrination Center. He was basically raised in New Jersey. He graduated from Mountain High School. He took highest honors in marine engineering and nautical sciences from the United States Merchant Academy and Marine Academy. In 1994, he received a Master of Science degree in aeronautical engineering from the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School. This guy's smart.
Yeah.
The biggest thing we have going with him, though, is he basically is probably a dual Israeli citizen.
Oh, sure.
And I say that with speculation because, quite frankly, it's hard to get a background on him. And I went all the way down to his personal life. He basically, when he got married, he brought in a rabbi, which tells you that he's probably Jewish, but they're not saying any of this stuff. And so, but he's, you know, hardcore communist, but he's also a naval pilot, astronaut badge. He's got all of these doggone medals. I mean, the guy is really well decorated. But the sad part about it is he was married to Gabby, staff member, you know, who got shot. Gifford got shot a few years ago. He says in 2011, Kelly said he believed there was a chance to change the political environment he believed was too vitriolic. He hoped that the tragedy would be an opportunity to improve the national dialogue, cool down the rhetoric when his wife got shot. But the crazy part about this is, you know, he's a hardcore Jewish fellow, apparently, unless Gabbard is. So I don't know. You guys tell me who he is. I thought the word is spins when, you know, she got shot. And it said Rabbi Aaron, who married Kelly and Giffords. Okay, so this is a Jewish wedding. So I don't know if Giffords is Jewish or he's Jewish. He said the same words over Giffords the night of the shooting. And so his abortion stance is he wants gun control. I mean, this guy is a hardcore liberal now. So is he Jewish or is his wife Jewish? I don't know. You guys can figure it out. But the problem is, does it really matter? Probably at this point it doesn't, because now the Pentagon is investigating him for basically sedition. This is a big deal. This is a sitting U.S. senator, you know, an astronaut. So he's probably a high-level Mason, you know, so it's going to be interesting what happens with all this.
This just popped up this morning. This just popped up. This SOCOM has confirmed that they have canceled all leave for Thanksgiving and Christmas now. SOCOM, that's the entire group down there.
Yep.
That means, you know, they're not canceling leave for Christmas unless they know it's about to happen. It just came out. The U.S. Combat Command, responsible for South and Central America, has restricted all leave over preparation for strikes in the region.
Well, they've also put a bunch of NOTAMs out. NOTAM is Notice Airmen.
Yes.
And I had to stay current with all that.
Right.
What you do is when you fly over any area, you've got to look for NOTAMs. And what happens?
What was that? No fly zone, essentially.
Well, basically, they let you know if they have active military stuff going on in those areas, or if there are other things that are secure, or basically they can't talk about in those areas. And they tell us we can't fly there.
Okay.
In other words, they will escort you down with an F-16 or F-18 if you fly over those areas, if they catch you, or if you're flying around a little Cessna, they may just tell you to get out of the area. But you're flying over a highly secure area like Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to put you down, and then they're going to inspect your plane. So they warn you over and over and over again in your training that you don't fly near Washington, D.C. without clearance. You don't do it. You just land outside of Washington, D.C. 30 miles, and you just drive in. You don't fly over the White House and land on the lawn. It really makes people mad.
Yeah, it says right here, it looks like last night the U.S. filed NOTAMs to airlines, closing all airspace in the Gulf of America for 3 hours.
Yep. So this is a major.
We're wondering what they're going to do with this. So if they've canceled all leave for all SOCOM troops, then they know what that means. That's what we're going with.
Well, here's another interesting new Epstein file dump confirms that Epstein worked not only for Mossad but also for the Rothschild banking dynasty and the British Royal. Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Imagine that.
I mean, how in the world could any of that happen? And you know, I mean, and here's the funny part. Let's go right back about the rabbit hole. You know, this is sent to me by Ron. During COVID, it became evident that many scientists and medical professionals had received inadequate training. This may have had something to do with it. Pergamon Press. This is. I'm going to tie a few pieces here together with you. Pergamon Press was a British publishing company founded in 1951. It was more than just a publishing empire. Pergamon Press shaped the very way science, medicine, and technology were communicated in the West. Journals sprouted like wildfire, reaching every lab, university, and research center. But behind the prestige lurked the power of influence. Now, listen to who owned Pergamon Press. It was owned by Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's dad. Right? He's the father of Jeopardy! Everything's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. His networks and ambitions bent the dissemination of knowledge, privileging profit, politics, and skewed information and political agendas. Basically, he was a spook.
Okay. Yeah.
What could have been neutral platforms for discovery became tools for control, filtering, framing, and distorting the science the world relied on. It is widely rumored that Maxwell was a triple agent working for Mossad, MI6, and the KGB. This is so sick, this guy is involved. Maxwell reportedly used Pergamon's international networks to launder money and influence researchers, blending businesses with covert operations, pushing drugs, pushing all kinds of stuff in journals. Maxwell's reportedly used the Pergamon's international networks to launder money and influence researchers, blending businesses with covert operations. Just as Pergamon's empire was reaching its peak in 1991, Maxwell suddenly died after falling from his yacht, the Lady Ghislaine.
Fall from his yacht?
Well, okay, now, when people fall from yachts, either they're drunker than a skunk, stoned out of their mind on drugs,
yeah,
or they got pushed.
Yeah, I see.
Nobody falls off a yacht. Okay? I've been on a lot of yachts. Okay, you don't fall off of them. You're either impaired or you basically are being pushed off the yacht,
or you committed suicide.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, just Pergamon's empire was reaching its peak. He fell off a lot. Yeah. After his death, it was revealed he had embezzled hundreds of millions of dollars from his company's pension funds. Fun fact: Pergamon was an ancient Greek city in modern Turkey, known for its great library. Alternatively, in Revelation 2:12-13, Pergamon is associated with Satan's throne, referring to the persecution of Christians there. Now, what do you think was driving Mr. Maxwell? And now he's been buried on the Mount of Olives in Israel, the highest place they could bury anybody. And obviously he was Mossad. Obviously he was probably KGB. And obviously he was probably MI6. Here's what I do know for sure in my great readings that I've done is Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. If he got pushed off a yacht, it was either KGB or MI6 or something else or one of his security personnel who was basically compromised. I don't know. But the problem was he was as dirty as it gets. And, of course, he was the father of Ghislaine, who worked with Jeffrey Epstein. And now Epstein has been shown was working with the Rothschild banking cartel. Just tie a few of these little pieces together with you. And the sad part about all of this stuff is when you start to look at it all, and I keep saying to you, it's always the money. You got to follow the money. You got to follow the military-industrial complex. You got to follow the medical-industrial complex. He was involved with all of the stuff with the medical-industrial complex as far as journals and pushing drugs and cures, et cetera, and treatment with certain protocols that don't work. 50% of the drugs that are put on the market today have their warning label changed within 5 years or are pulled off the market. 50%. That's how messed up the research is. So it's crazy when you stop and look at this. But, you know, you think about what the Japanese did again. If Russia does indeed have hypersonic missiles and hypersonic torpedoes that cannot be stopped, we just put a whole bunch of aircraft carriers in one big clump.
We got some pretty big air defense systems, though, too. I mean, our air-to-air is also pretty wild with F-22s and everything
else.
Yeah,
you got to remember, though, hypersonic missiles coming at 3,000-5,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Really hard to stop something like that.
Yeah.
And then you got those hypersonic, you know, nuclear-tipped torpedoes. You know, Russia said to us a few years ago, people was talking, he goes, oh, yeah, the aircraft carriers, those are great. They make good target practice. I mean, and, you know, and you think to yourself, well, target practice, what is he even talking about? Of course, he didn't really.
They don't maneuver very fast.
Well, no. I mean, it's like, what did Jim Rohn say about you can't whip a U-turn with a Queen Mary?
Yeah.
You know, you can't just take a big, huge battle cruiser like that and just flip it around in its own axis. It just doesn't do that. Now, it'll run unbelievably fast. Some say they run 30, 40 knots. That's a fast amount of speed for a doggone big boat like that. That's how they can maneuver them all over the world very quickly. But this is taking a minute here to put all these guys in harm's way. So are we going to go into Venezuela? Is Trump that out of control? Has the banking cartel realized that Donald Trump is their man because they've got him compromised with Jeffrey Epstein files?
Yep.
And they don't know who's going to be in office in 3 years. And they got to make sure that they
play as far as resources is Venezuela from a strategic
standpoint. Well, look what Israel just said. We want a 20-year contract on the money you're giving us every year, the billions, instead of a 10-year. We want 20-year
now.
20-year
contract.
Because we got Donald Trump, and we know he'll sign it in office. He'll sign it into existence.
Well, this is crazy now. Remember I brought this up the other day. The CDC changed their website. The vaccines, essentially, can be linked to autism. Mm-hmm. Well, the medical field is having an absolute fit about this. Look at this now. The American Academy of Pediatrics and 45 other organizations have said the CDC needs to reverse its position on autism and vaccines immediately. immediately they need to change their stance on this and change their website. They said here in a joint statement, our organizations represent autistic individuals, their families, medical professionals, public health workers are alarmed that the CDC is promoting this outdated, disproven idea that vaccines can possibly cause autism. Medical researchers across the globe have spent more than 25 years studying this claim. All have come to the exact same conclusion. Vaccines cannot be linked to autism whatsoever.
Total lie.
Complete lie.
Well, you know what makes me angry?
This is wild. That is a bold statement.
Well, that's why I want to bring up Maxwell and his whole controlling these journals.
Yeah.
I mean, when they do this and they start lying, they get embedded in this. It's a dogma is what it is.
Well, and this is why you got 45 organizations along with the American Academy of Pediatrics. I mean, there's a group, guys. I mean, I'll pull the other page up on it. I mean, it is a laundry list.
You got to remember, the American College of, American Academy of Pediatrics has promoted vaccines and 72 shots in these children for years, and they've caused millions of kids to come down with autism. Well, they don't want to take responsibility for this.
No.
That's what this is.
The problem is they can't come out of the throttle now. They're too embedded in it. Yeah, they're too far down the track. They have to stay locked in, because what's happening is now, if this now is getting reversed with CDC, CDC said vaccines do cause autism. This is a possibility. Now they're going, you can't say that. We've ridden the line that it's impossible for vaccines to cause autism, even though it does. We've held this line. You can't comprehend.
Well, they're evil Knievel.
Yeah, you know, I know
Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel.
Wild jumps.
He's basically, jumping the length of a football field.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of helicopters underneath him right now with the blades spinning, right? And he basically is a full throttle coming up the ramp.
You got my reference there.
Yeah, I did. I caught it. And so what happens if he comes off the throttle, he's going off the end of the ramp.
We used to say that all the time. I used to race motocross. And essentially, you're too deep in the throttle. Means you're in it. You can't come out the throttle or else you're going to case whatever you're hitting. You're on a double or a triple and you got a 60-foot gap. You're at a point where you can't stop. You can't stop and not jump, and you can't cut the throttle because you'll case it. That's what these groups are in now.
The same thing happens with airplanes.
Yeah.
You're going down a runway.
Yeah.
You got a 3,000-foot runway. You need 2,500 feet to get off the ground. You're at 2,500 feet, and you lose an engine.
Yeah.
You're hosed.
You're hosed. You got to try to get out.
Well, now you can't stop the aircraft.
You got to try to throttle out.
You can't throttle out. Brakes won't work. Nothing. You're just stuck. You're going off the end of the runway. And you better hope it's not, into the ocean.
With sharks.
Better hope it's not into a bunch of oak trees.
Oak trees.
Yeah.
Oak trees don't move.
Hope a bunch of warehouses. I mean, you ain't going to stop.
No.
You're in a jet. You got to be 150 miles an hour to take flight, and now you're at 150 miles an hour, and basically your flaps fail or something fails, and now you have no choice. You have to attempt to take off because you cannot stop the aircraft. That is where they are right now with the American Academy of Pediatrics. They have basically, they're going to case a jump.
Yeah.
They're going to get hurt.
And they're going to get butchered because everybody's going to come out and say, what? The Academy of Pediatrics is now saying that if vaccines cause autism, why are you telling my child to get 76 shots?
Mm-hmm.
You contradict yourself. Oh, no. There's no correlation whatsoever that vaccines and autism are related. They got to hold that, man.
You know, when you have
insane.
When you have something called accountability, which is what this is, it's accountability. And you try to hold somebody accountable who doesn't want to be held accountable.
Yep. They're going to do everything they can to try to stay away from that accountability. You're right.
That's where they are here.
Yeah.
And so we've got a problem here with the CDC because the CDC is trying to tell the truth now.
Well, what happened is they've cleared a lot of the ranks. RFK Jr. has gone in now, and they've done sweeping clear outs there and gotten a lot of that personnel that have been so compromised.
You know what's interesting to me, and this is such a dichotomy here. You've got Trump about to invade Venezuela, or apparently it looks like it.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got the CDC telling the truth finally, and it's like, how in the heck did Kennedy get all that done? Because I said to you guys, I didn't think he'd appoint him at HHS.
But
I was wrong.
But you know what's crazy also, too, the way he said that? We got all these big theater things happening right now. This whole thing with the CDC changing on the website, how much you heard about this on CNN or Fox?
No, nothing.
Zero. Mm-hmm. Crickets. Nobody's covered this. Me and a couple alt-media outlets have covered this. That's it.
Well, no,
see, nobody's covered it. Nobody's touched it. There's too many other things going on right now, and they don't want to cover this. So what the pediatrics are trying to do now, and these 45 organizations, they're trying to get this reversed on the website before anybody realizes what the CDC
did. You know what's funny to me, and I don't mean it in a funny, ha-ha, but in an ironic way. Would they really take us to war with Venezuela to cover up the Epstein file release?
You got to think about it. This thing just got approved to get released in the next 30 days. Nobody's going to talk about the Epstein files if we do a full ground invasion of Venezuela.
I mean, what will they do? What to what level will they go to hide the stuff that they've done and the people that they blackmailed.
Because they'll release it in 30 days. They're going to release some redacted, just nothing statement again. Nobody's even going to talk about it if we're in the middle of a we just cut leave for SOCOM, dude. I mean, we've cut leave for all the way to Christmas. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's wild. The biggest thing is, you know, what...
Well, Venezuela is only going to take a few weeks.
Venezuela is not my concern. The Marines will clear that out very quickly. That's what they do. They're very
look at all the civilians that are going to die again.
Yes, that's not even my concern either. My biggest concern is the millions of trend gangs and all these other groups who have been brought to the United States over the last 4 years that are all across the United States. Remember that entire apartment complex out in Colorado City? They took over. They had sent doggone the FBI in, start raiding apartments because these guys took over the apartment complexes. So that's my biggest concern is if these guys get mad because their country's getting invaded, what are they going to do here? I don't know. Make sure you got dry mags. That's all I say. And secondly, covering vaccines.
And by the way, I'm going to say something. It's kind of I don't like talking about this. If you don't have any storable food,
yeah,
go buy some canned goods if you need to. Getting storable food from Health Masters and getting the organic storable food, okay, that's great, okay? But at this point, it doesn't really matter. Just get some food somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, get some canned, get made. Now, I would get organic canned food. I would do that.
Yeah, with no BPA.
Yeah, with no BPA. I would get that. And I would store up enough for at least a few weeks, you know, just so for you and the family, especially if you've got children. You know, if you get Health Master storable food, that's great because it's all organic stuff. But if you don't want to spend that money or whatever, I don't care at this point because, you know, we only have about 3% of you guys buy products anyhow.
We appreciate that 3%, by the way.
You guys are amazing. But it's just part of what it is.
I had a customer come by yesterday. Actually, a great customer. His mom put him onto the show. He's listening to the show, and he's getting product from us now. He came by. I talked to him for a while. Great guy. Lives in Daytona and stocked up on a bunch of stuff. And then he's talking to one of his friends, trying to get them to watch the show, and they're watching it now. And that's how we grow. That's how we get this information out there. That's how we keep this show on the air. Is you guys. We couldn't keep the show on the air without y'all. We can't do it. It's impossible.
It's too expensive.
We sit here and just hemorrhage cash the entire time. Like, well, it was a fun run.
Well, then, that's why so many people try podcasts and they can't do it because they can't monetize.
Right.
Them.
And we don't have any ads. We don't have any sponsors, which means nobody, especially the Free Air Boys, can tell us what we can and can't talk about on the show.
We must really piss these people off.
Oh, I know. That's why I remember all the hate mail we used to get. I think I've blocked enough accounts. I don't get much anymore. But going back to vaccines, one last closing thing. This is crazy. Now Pfizer is doubled down on their bogus research, and they're saying now, hey, the RNA influenza vaccine does better than the standard flu shot. We're going to switch all the flu vaccines to RNA gene therapy now.
Of course they are.
Yep.
Might as well start changing DNA.
Pfizer's modified messenger RNA influenza vaccine prevented influenza better than the already available shot, and essentially
because they never get the shot right. They haven't picked the right strain yet.
They never will. Mm. It's not supposed to. You ever wonder who patient zero is every year?
Never
with the flu? They didn't figure out who gets the flu with these random strains, but yet you find the flu season doesn't really start until everybody starts getting the flu shot. Funny how that works, isn't it? Every single year, I talk
and
to the same
people. And that flu shot is loaded with mercury, by the way.
I talked to one of my good friends, DJ Paul, his daughter.
I love DJ.
He's awesome. Great customer. His daughter basically got the flu shot. Got sick as a dog. Everybody I know that gets the shot gets super sick.
Well, I've got some good news.
I need some good news.
There was this girl named Jenna Jameson. She's been baptized and has given herself to Christ. She was a big, you know, OnlyFans girl. And she basically cleaned her life up and became a Christian and changed her entire existence.
Hopefully she could change some of the girls that are on that path then.
I hope so.
She can be a role model.
That path that these girls get involved in is a really dark place to go. And they keep compromising themselves until they don't know what to do anymore. They become basically unbelievably bitter and angry.
Yeah.
And it's sad when you see that happen. Oh, by the way, Trump now is hammering Rand Paul. He calls him a sick wacko.
You know, what's up with Trump lately? All he wants to do is insult everybody publicly.
He always does that.
I've noticed that.
Well, the problem is with the bully.
Yeah.
And Trump's a bully. Whether you want to believe that or not. And I know you may like Trump because at least he says stuff that he thinks. But sometimes you just don't need to do that. You don't need to insult people all the time. And, you know, everybody always wants to have a mouth on them in elementary school until somebody busts them in the face.
Well, the problem with it is nobody can bust him in the face. He's the sitting president, so he's immune from all that.
I don't want anybody busting him. But when someone's a little kid, and they learn to be a bully, and they become a bully as an adult, and they running around with Epstein and all the rest of these people he ran around with, and he runs around with that Cohen guy, that Roy Cohen. And they learn how just to dominate through intimidation. There's a book out that's called Winning Through Intimidation by Ringer. It's a very interesting book. It deals with real estate. And it's got a terrible title to it. But what it does, it comes in and says that you have to basically stand out from the crowd. And you have to basically come in and make people go, oh, wow, he's coming in a private jet. Oh, wow, he's doing this. Oh, wow, he must really be successful. The book's very well written, terrible title, but I read it many, many years ago. But what it says basically is you've got to get out in front of the whole thing and always make sure you're pushing, pushing, pushing. The problem with it is you don't have to be a bully.
That's true.
You don't have to insult people. Trump raised a sick, wacko Rand Paul who condemned his call to execute Democrats. In other words, Rand Paul says you can't be killing people and hanging them for sedition.
Well,
now I tell you what, though, you could shift if this senator comes out and does this right now and says tells the military not to follow presidential orders.
That's sedition.
And you can't be doing it. If you're a senator, here's what you need to do. If you're going to start saying stuff like that, you need to resign your butt. Yeah. Just resign your butt and say, I'm done. I don't want a pension. I don't want anything. Hey, try to do what Patton did. You know, Pat was going to come in and tell the truth about World War II. He said that we should have fought the Russians instead of the Germans. Just in case you didn't remember that.
At the end of the day, though, the thing that he fails to understand is the only way the military operates properly is chain of command. You can't start telling military service members to disobey direct orders.
Well, you know, Patton had a whole division of Waffen-SS under his command.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. You need to watch the movies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Patton basically kept a whole group of these German soldiers. He'd go and inspect them. And said it because he wanted to rearm them and send them against Russia.
Wow.
That's why they had to kill him.
Yeah.
And he would, and these Waffen-SS guys, they're all stressed out. They're all, behind barbed wire.
Yeah.
And they all look at all the shuffle. He walks in and tightens them up and says, my God, you guys are soldiers. You clean this garbage up. I expect it. Boy, they all snapped.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Pat was something else.
I knew Pat was wild.
Yeah. But after the movie with George C. Scott with Pat, he did another movie. It showed all that. They showed it and showed him being killed. And the whole thing about this is that, you know, he was going to come in and tell the truth. The problem is, it's like with Maximus, okay, in Gladiator. Before you do anything, you got to kill the name.
Yep.
They tried to discredit him when he slapped that one private. And they tried to do everything they could, but the problem was that people loved him so much they couldn't do it.
Well,
Pat was probably the greatest war general we've ever had.
Well, and that was the mistake that they did with Charlie Kirk.
That's
they didn't
right.
ruin his name. They executed him like this, and that's why he's become a martyr, and that's why so many people now are really questioning everything that we're being told. Now, also, too, this is food news, and I'm going to tie into this a little bit more. This actually looks really good right now. I'm getting hungry. Looks like some wild-caught salmon. it says Mediterranean diet may trump current recommendations for irritable bowel syndrome. Many IBS individuals struggle as far as with current recommendations being too complicated. The simple switch to Mediterranean diet, olive oil, fresh fish, vegetables, whole grains, outperform standard medical advice in reducing symptoms of IBS. Nearly two-thirds of patients felt significantly better within 6 weeks. Now, let me put a stance on this. The reason why this Mediterranean diet works so well is because it's a very clean diet. It's olive oil, it's wild-caught salmon, it's peppers, it's chicken. It's basically a clean diet. That's all it is. It's a really clean diet with clean, healthy fats, and most of the stuff they eat over there isn't GMO, and it's organic. Or if it's not certified organic, it's still naturally organic. It doesn't have a bunch of pesticides and herbicides and all this toxic GMO sludge pumped into it. So when you start eating more rawer foods like fresh vegetables, fresh fish, fresh eggs, your body actually is able to feed off the food you're eating, and it feeds your cells. You're not just pumping ultra-processed sludge into it and then wondering why you feel so sluggish. Your gut's bloated. You've got IBS. You can't function. You got brain fog. You don't know what you're doing half the time. It's because all you're doing is putting garbage in your body. So the basis of the Mediterranean diet, I 100% agree with this. They just need to expand into it a little bit further on. It's simply really clean diet. Like Dad talks about all the time, chicken and vegetables, with butter or olive oil or avocado oil. It's not hard to do. It's very simple. It's just once you start doing it, you realize you feel so much better. It's hard not to do it anymore. So I want to cover that as far as this article on here.
Well, we have to really. You're right. You've got to. Yeah.
It's not that hard.
No,
it works great. You feel better. I mean, why not do it? And then you start.
Well, if you're having problems with IBS and you basically having all kinds of health issues, you basically have a situation in which you got to change your diet.
You got to change your diet. You're rotting your gut.
Oh, by the way, a Boeing 787 almost ran out of fuel on a flight coming into Boston. This is interesting. Now, this made the news, and I want to stop here for a second and talk about this. A Boston Air Europa flight from Madrid basically was supposed to go to Newark Kennedy Airport, but diverted to Boston Logan Airport after the crew reported they were close to minimum fuel during a descent towards New York.
That's sketchy.
Yeah, but you got to understand something. This is what they teach as a pilot. You got to have like an hour's worth of fuel on board when you land.
All the time?
All the time.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. You don't want to come in on fumes.
But it's already in descent to JFK.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to burn much fuel. And these were really good pilots. They were obeying the rules.
How many pounds were they down to?
It doesn't say. But it says they were going to be told to be on hold at JFK, so they chose to basically go into Boston instead. The Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner operating the service landed safely in Boston after the pilots declared minimum fuel and requested priority landing. The aircraft taxied to the gate without further issues. Controllers informed the crew of the UX-91 that arrival delays near JFK could require holding. The cockpit advised the fuel levels were already close to minimum, and that extended the holding was not viable. The crew made an immediate decision to divert to Boston, good crew, to maintain safe reserves. ATC cleared the aircraft towards BOS using the ROB UC-3 arrival. During the diversion, the crew reconfirmed that they were committed to Boston since fuel margins could not support a holding pattern at JFK. As the 787 approached Boston, the pilots formally declared minimum fuel, requested sequencing. Now, let me say also about this. A lot of this has to do with the ground clues and providing enough fuel to start with when they leave Madrid. They probably could have had more fuel put on that plane, but what they do is they carry the amount of fuel they have to have in order to get to a destination and to maintain safe minimums. The reason they do that is because of weight. An aircraft burns a lot more fuel with full tanks. It really does. And so a lot of times they don't fill these tanks up all the way so that they can basically get better fuel mileage, better economy, have better climbing statistics. In other words, they have to climb up to their cruising altitude. If they're heavy, it's very difficult to do that. Years ago, we got to fly in a private jet. It was great. A friend of mine had provided it for us, and we were climbing, and we were about 34,000 feet, and we're heading from, Winter Haven, Florida, all the way out to Kalispell, Montana, on a single tank of fuel. And I said to him, we were flying around 30,000 feet. And I said to him, well, why are we flying so low? And he says, we don't have the ability to climb to our cruising altitude because of weight of fuel. We have to burn off fuel first. And sure enough, as we got closer and closer, we went higher and higher. Until we were over 40,000 feet, and we got much better fuel economy that way, and we actually were able to get to Montana on one tank of gas. Now, coming back the other way, we had tailwinds, and so we got back a lot faster and used a lot less fuel. But the reality is these planes, when they do this, when they have to basically come into another landing area because they're going to have minimum fuel levels or below minimum fuel levels, that shows the expertise of the pilot, how good they are, because they're like, oh, we can make it. No, you don't do that with airplanes. You don't think, well, we can do it.
We'll see.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if we can make it. Well, what are you gonna do if you don't make it? It's gonna be bad. And so, I commend these guys for doing what they did. Very, very good flight with Air Europa, and very good training of the pilots. They must have not had a DEI pilot, Austin.
We don't like DEI pilots.
I remember one time I was flying on another plane, and it was a Delta private, right? I had another friend of mine with that, and I remember the pilot took off. And started flying in circles over the airport, just sucking down fuel. Hadn't gotten traffic clearance of air traffic control.
Must have been a female pilot.
It was a female pilot.
Oh, God. Don't send me letters on that one. Okay, the reason why I joke about that is because a lot of times, guys, when we need to get something done, we have a directed path. We're doing it. We go in, we get out, we've done.
And the co-pilot was a black man. So now, in case we haven't offended everybody badly enough, it could have just easily happened with a white person, a Hispanic pilot. But it just happened to be a white female, probably DEI hire, and a black male, probably DEI hire.
Oh, you're going to let us on that one.
But it may not have been. They may have been the first in their class, So, but
first in their class doesn't fly in circles of the airport for 20 minutes.
No, it was an hour.
Yeah, that's not first in your class. I don't know what I want to wear today. I'm going to change 10 different outfits before I go out. Okay, I'm done. I'm
finally, after about 20 minutes, I walked up to the cockpit and said, what are you guys doing?
We're just doing circles.
It was because it was 8-passenger plane, so there wasn't any big door between us. And she goes, oh, we're trying to get clearance to get to Gainesville. And she was thinking Gainesville, Florida, instead of Gainesville, Georgia. She was that stupid. I kid you not.
And I'm glad you made it out of that plane.
Here's a problem. Here's the thing. Let's say I'm going to fly to Gainesville, Georgia. All right? And I need to get clearance, okay?
That's a powerful.
As long as you fly under 18,000 feet, which we were flying in circles, you don't even need to have clearance. You can just fly up there.
It's only about, what, 10-minute flight?
Oh, no, Gainesville, Florida is about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's Gainesville, Florida, yeah.
But Gainesville, Georgia is about an hour.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it, she circled for 30 minutes, and she could have at least pointed the plane in the right direction, Austin, and stayed under 18,000 feet, and they would have easily given her clearance for that. She could have at least gone in the right direction. But it was that bad. It was really
bad. Maybe she had too much screen time use when she was younger here. Research.
Maybe she got all 72 of her vaccines.
Oh, gosh. Said researchers analyzing thousands of children now found that heavy screen use at ages 9 to 10 was significantly linked to higher ADHD symptoms 2 years later. Translation psychiatry study also identified subtle brain abnormalities, including smaller cortex involved in attention and learning among kids who spent more time on the screen. Meaning it's making these kids have really difficult time trying to focus.
Well, it's because, let's think through for a second. Watching the movies from Hollywood nowadays.
Yes.
Every 2-3 seconds.
Oh, sometimes not even that. It's like half a second flicker. You know? Yeah.
And so you're watching and so your body and your brain get adjusted to that.
Yep.
And suddenly you go, oh, wow, okay, that's the way the world's supposed to work. So now all of a sudden it takes you a minute to do something. You're like, oh, I can't focus on this.
Right. Exactly. God forbid you got to work on a project for an hour.
And remember, when you're in a theta brainwave state and you're developing your brain like that, that's the brain development.
Yeah, that's what locks in.
It becomes hard grooved.
And so that's why people are always so shocked. Like, they get around Hunter and brag on him for a second. You know, he's 9 years old and he doesn't have a phone. He's got a laptop for school that he works on for school. That's it. And, you know, doesn't really play much video games. I have an old Xbox 360 we've played a few times. Like, that's about as antiquated as it gets. A 360, you guys will like that. And I have a Nintendo 64, the original one that I bought in 1999 for $100. I still have it. And yes, it still works. And yes, I have GoldenEye on it. And I use it, I don't know, we probably play it 4 or 5 times a year. But so what happens is he's always outside. He's always building bicycle jumps. He's always in his mode where he's hunting dinosaurs with his Nerf guns. And so what happens is, though, he has the ability with creative play and the ability to focus on things for long periods of time. The other morning we were going to a car show. And he goes, Dad, what time do I need to be up in the morning? I said, go ahead and set your alarm for 7:30.
He's 9 years old.
9 years old. I said, go ahead and set your alarm for 7:30. We need to be up and out. He knocks on my door at 7:30. Dad, you want breakfast? I said, yeah, make me 3 eggs. He's like, done. I walk out there 5 minutes later. He's got eggs on the table, food ready, packed. He goes, I packed my backpack in case we go spend the night in Tampa tonight. I said, done. I don't think we are, but I'm glad you got your backpack with you. Because I've taught him for years, because we've done that before. We've gone on trips, me and him. And suddenly I'm like, you know what? There's a Marriott here. We're going to stay at it because I don't want to drive back because we're 2 or 3 hours from the house. I said, in the morning, we'll go do something else. And so he knows that, and he always likes to be prepared. But again, that's what happens when you have a child that's able to develop naturally and organically outside and do things.
Brilliant job.
Actually has the ability to focus for extended periods of time and get things done, get the task done, and move on to another one. But they're saying now here, heavy screen time use, 9 to 10, they're talking about severe ADHD symptoms. And you got to remember, a lot of this stuff isn't from birth. It's not issues as far as cognitive development. It's issues that are being learned now and trained through their brains with all this TV, all this iPad use, and especially social media. This is why so many kids are falling into these depressive states now. Follow me on this for a split second. You realize you got your kids, they're designed to develop organically and see things in the real world. They're staring at a screen, swiping TikTok all day, laughing at bubblegum for the brain, not getting any type of neurodevelopment stimuli whatsoever, and they're just staring at other people doing stupid stuff. That's it. And then all of a sudden they get in the real world and they go, oh, everything is entertaining me every 2 to 3 seconds. Everything's not awesome every 2 to 3 seconds. Why is everything so boring? because you're living in a digital world 8 to 10 hours a day, and you're not getting any type of real-world stimuli. Naturally, you're getting all these stupid dopamine triggers on social media. Keep the kids off the social media as long as possible. It's insanely addictive. That's my take on that. I'm not going to keep beating that because I know I'm right.
We beat that all the time. By the way, Rhode Island High School cancels the entire football season after a special needs child is assaulted in the locker room. I'm not going to show you the video on this one. That's awful. I mean, it's this kid had this kid on his knees slapping him upside the head.
That's horrible.
No, it was.
I don't think it was spelled.
What they? I mean, unbelievable. And of course, the special needs kid. I'm not picking on who it is because it just is what it is. The kid beating up this white boy whose special needs kid was black, and you ask yourself a question. You know, why does that happen? Well, it happens. Well, white people beat up black people too, but it's not as often. The sad part about it is it's a bad attitude. No matter who's doing what to who, you don't pick on people because you're a bully who's a special needs child. You just don't do that.
A lot of it's very poor upbringing.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even believe it.
No respect.
Here's another really good article. It says, The Problem of Fake Science. And it said, Last week I was able to generate artificial intelligence fake study that proved that eating waffles increases baldness.
Just total fake news.
Just fake news. And they put it out. People were all agreeing with it. The eating waffles and creates causes you to get bald.
Wow.
That's what happens when you get that AI chat box. You start having it build stuff for you like that. And then you go back and you realize that the whole thing basically has no merit whatsoever. And that the AI is just making up references. Oh, by the way, UBS now, the United Bank of Switzerland, is raising its target gold revenues to $4,900.
Whoa.
They're saying
it's going to drive silver up too.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't get silver anymore.
I know. But you watch it. Try to take delivery of silver for $50 an ounce.
Good luck with that. By the way, almost every German city is now on the verge of bankruptcy because of immigration. Angela Merkel did this.
She did it too.
A German city is on the verge of massive financial crisis, with the mayor of Essen warning that the data shows that almost every single city in the country is nearly bankrupt. Currently, the total deficit for all German cities is in the tens of billions of dollars, which jumped from last year's deficit of $24 billion. Essen Mayor Thomas Kufen, who is also a member of the CDU Federal Executive Board, is sounding the alarm. Every German in that city is in a mess. The North Rhine-Westphalia alone, only 10 out of 396 cities and municipalities can present a balanced budget on these alarming figures from Germany's largest federal state. And they are saying it is the mass immigration is fueling the problems because these states are being told they have to basically pay for the schooling, for the education, for the housing, and for the food of all of these migrants with no help from Germany itself. And these individual cities are basically bankrupting themselves to do it because they're having to comply with the data that Angela Merkel set up, who was a heavy, hardcore member of the Communist Party, by the way, in East Germany. And some people say she was Hitler's daughter, which that's, to me, is a little bit too far-fetched. But the reality is that...
Sometimes people just come up with some really
But I will say that Angela Merkel was a hardcore communist. I will say that.
She was
raised that way. And so she did her job, I guess, as far as continuing the destruction of Germany by opening the floodgates through Libya, which Gaddafi warned us about. He said, you take me out of office, you're going to open up the floodgates out of Africa into Europe. I say stuff like that.
Well, yeah, not really.
Oh, by the way, this is one thing that I didn't mention the other day, that Marjorie Taylor Greene. Notice how she's completely left the news cycle. Marjorie Taylor Greene, nobody's even mentioning her about anything anymore. She's become a has-been congresswoman who nobody will cover. She basically said, and I want to repeat this, I refused to be a battered wife.
Yep. Well, I mean, she got so eviscerated on social media by Trump. I mean, part of the Republican Party, she helped get him elected. Mm-hmm. And
she was right. And, you know, I hate to say that about that, but it's something else. She said that basically she refused to be a battered wife and being battered, what she's saying, by Donald Trump. And just hoping that something was going to change, and she wasn't going to put up with it, so she left. Yep. And then Congressman Randy Fine, Jewish fellow, when she left, she goes, one anti-Semite down, only one more to go. There you go.
Whoa.
And of course, Massey is the other anti-Semite with her also.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't take money. So when you don't take money from AIPAC, you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah. When you say that Epstein's directly involved with Mossad, you're anti-Semitic. If you say, I don't agree with the mass slaughter in Gaza and Palestinians, you're anti-Semitic. Just what they do. They play the victim card.
Does that make us anti-Semites, according to these people?
I'm not anti-Semitic, but that's the term they like to call everybody when you don't agree with them.
So it doesn't really mean anything.
It's the victim card. It's always the when you play the victim, you're always right. You can't be wrong if you're the victim. And that's the card they play. It's part of it.
I was glad. I'm glad she put battered wife in there. I'm glad she put that in there because obviously she's not a battered wife, but unless you consider the fact that she was being completely and totally eviscerated.
Being verbally eviscerated by the President of the United States on social media.
That's a hard place to come back from.
Yeah,
that is. Especially when he rejects his endorsement from
you. Well, then he says, basically, we're going to make sure you don't get reelected.
He would have done that.
Yeah, and she said that in that video. She spent tens of millions of dollars to make sure I don't get elected. It's just going to be a giant bloodbath. You know, so it's just...
Well, AIPAC always does that. When AIPAC doesn't want somebody in, they use massive amounts of money to do it. Oh, by the way, Kristi Noem got a part, something right here. I guess she's, been trying to keep things right after South Park. He ran all those crazy ads about killing puppies. That was horrible.
All she did was shoot dogs in that episode. They've gone over the top, man.
Kristi Noem accuses Democrats of running a shadow government through a maze of NGOs.
No, that's a fact.
No, she's got it right on. Kristi Noem announced that federal grant funding to non-government organizations accused of assisting illegal immigration through the Darien Gap has been halted, telling Fox News host Will Cain that the move follows a review. That's the Darien Gap's only one of the ways. It follows a review of how taxpayer dollars are being used by agencies distributing grants. Noem said the action was taken to stop federal money from supporting operations she described as contributing to illegal border crossings. Today we are announcing that we've stopped all grant funding that's being used by NGOs to facilitate illegal immigration into the United States. She said that hundreds of millions of dollars have been directed to organizations involved in what she called the invasion of our country. She's right, by the way. Noem says she ordered a reevaluation of these grants to make sure that we are actually using the taxpayer dollars in a way that strengthens this country that keeps us safe. I'm going to say it another way. I think all of this grant money, this is just free money that people use and take from the government. I personally think we just need to get rid of all of it. I do.
Well,
here's why. Now, don't fuss at me about this because I know some of the stuff is used for good stuff. I got that. The country's broke as garbage.
That's exactly right.
Okay? We are broke. I mean, we are done. We are toast. $30 trillion, $40 trillion in debt now. We don't have the money anymore to be given to other countries and to be giving grant money out for people to do whatever they want to do in the United States, especially since the grant system is so abused, Austin.
It is. That's the problem. It needs to be contracted.
The only thing that the students could get sometimes back when I was in college, you get a federal government student assistance grant.
Yeah.
Okay? That was okay. Because you'd have to turn in your tax returns, your parents' tax returns, and if you were at a certain level, they would give you money every semester.
They need to keep that together. But did this out-of-country grant?
No, absolutely not. All that needs to stop, and that's what Doge would have done.
That's exactly what Doge did. $85 billion in USAID because we're buying $3 million contracts for transgender comic books.
And I'm telling you, a lot of people have been fired now in different media sectors.
Oh, yeah.
That were hardcore leftist communists that I personally believe that USAID was somehow funding through their organizations.
Well, and that's what Elon came out. And he was quickly there terminated, basically let loose, is when he came out and said what's happened is these grants are then going to these LLCs. These LLCs are wrapped up in another LLC, and you've got these shell LLCs where the money's funneling through.
Leftist communists that I personally believe that USAID was somehow funding through their organizations.
Well, and that's what Elon came out, and he was quickly there terminated, basically let loose, is when he came out and said what's happened is these grants are then going to these LLCs. These LLCs are wrapped up in another LLC, and you've got these shell LLCs where the money's funneling through. Huge portions of money and grants that was going out. Stuff never got done. There's like some $250 million grant to build a dam in Afghanistan. Never got done. Nothing happened. Never existed. Yet the money got paid out. And that's the issue with it because all this stuff, they put these shadow contracts up with these shells. They say, we need all this money for all these products we're going to produce. They produce nothing. The money still gets paid, and then it goes away in all these different sectors to start pushing their agenda.
Oh, one surgeon is saying that you have good, healthy fruits you can eat for better gut health.
Good.
He says citrus fruits, berries, pomegranates. Pomegranates are very good, by the way. Avocados, olives, kiwi, and he said green bananas. He said Green bananas, yeah, that tastes horrible. He can keep those. He says they have a certain prebiotic fiber that feeds beneficial gut, but I'll pass on the green bananas. Green mangoes, I'll pass on that too. I don't know why he wants to do all that. Passion fruit. And he said these are a lot healthier for you than basically eating a lot of different types of vegetables and fruits. And the one thing I always try to warn people is if you got a problem with arthritic conditions, stay away from nightshade vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, that's bell peppers, eggplant, tomatoes. Just stay away from them. They really can massively inflame the joints of arthritic patients, especially rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, and that's one of the other reasons, too, why we use such high-quality ingredients in all the products, including, like, the multivitamin. I sent this article somewhere there asking me about what makes our multivitamin different, and it talks about this study here. They took 5,000 male physicians and found no difference in performance or cognitive decline when they're taking a multivitamin placebo. When you look at the research for this, they were actually using tabletized generic multivitamins, the tablet ones. Half the time, they don't even dissolve.
They're shellac-coated.
It's literally like swallowing a rock, and you pass it out. It says the researchers noted the limitations of the study. The dose of the vitamin were too low, essentially too hard to break down. This is why with our multiple, we have the plant cellulose capsules, and we have the multiple powder. And it goes into detail here in this article, the problem with generic multivitamins. And A or B, the second part is majority of the supplements don't use the proper ingredients. They use cheap synthetic raws from China. The best way to look at a product, the first thing you do if you're ever looking at something that you're not getting from Health Masters, look at what the B12 is made out of. That's the first thing.
That's the acid test.
Cyanide cobalamin or methyl cobalamin. Nothing we have even has cyanide cobalamin touching it ever. We won't use it at all. It's a toxic form of B12. It's an unbelievably cheap form of B12, and it's the main form of B12 that comes out of China. And that's why we don't use it. That's the first thing to look at. Also, too, folate is 5-MTHF. That's the biological active form of folate. Really, really easy for the body to assimilate. And this article goes into detail on why we use the raw ingredients that we do, why we spend the extra money, why I make the best products because I take them and my kids take them, and why it's so important to have a base multivitamin.
Vitamin E derived from plants, and it's not synthetic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
99% of all vitamin E on the market is synthetic,
yep.
By the way.
And also, too, the B vitamins are all full-spectrum methylated bioavailable B vitamins to support energy production. That's why I've had so many people, when they take the multiple caps, especially the multiple powder, and they take it fast, and they go, I had it this morning. Zooming. There's no caffeine. There's no stimulants in the ultimate powder. That's what it feels like when you get real, true methylated B vitamins and vitamins and minerals in your body, and your body assimilates them, takes them up immediately. Your body doesn't have to convert them. Remember, cyanide cobalamin has to get converted through the liver into methyl cobalamin, which you lose about 70% of that, and then you have a cyanide that's got to filter out with the liver. It's toxic. When you have the methylated, there is no conversion. Your body immediately uptakes it. It feeds your cells. You get a ton of energy, you feel great, and then you're zooming for the day to get a lot done. So if you need anything, this is why we do it. Health Masters, high product quality at basically the best we could do, man. If I could do it any better, you could do it any better.
Well, we take these products personally, and if we could build a better product, we would.
Exactly.
I mean, we take them, grandkids take them, his kids take them, everybody takes them. Oh, by the way, I had a friend of mine meet your kids the other day. They said they were the finest basic kids they've ever met. They said they were unbelievably polite and friendly. Nice and super smart.
I appreciate that. I'll take that compliment.
And they asked me, they say, why do they say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, and no, sir? I said, because that's how they raised it.
Born in the South,
that's how
man.
We raised them
gotta,
in the South.
Got to have some respect somewhere. Gosh.
Yeah.
Respect and discipline. Those are two key components of raising kids that they must keep at all times. If you start allowing children to no longer have respect and no longer have discipline, you will raise some of the sorriest pieces of garbage children I've ever witnessed in history. Now, we watched them in this generation. Lazy, don't do anything, and all they want to do is sit on their butt and play on TikTok and produce nothing. Not here, not my house, not my kids. Not a lot of my friends aren't doing that either.
You know, Joshua said it in this way. It's for me and my house, we will serve
there
the
you
Lord.
Go.
And that's the thing. It's for me and my house. As far as we, Health Masters, we will serve God. And we'll do the best we possibly can to always bring honor and glory to him. Sometimes we don't do as well as we need to. Sometimes we do better than we should. But we always do the best that we possibly can in most cases.
Exactly
to do
right.
That.
And if you screw up, take a step back, assess it, and go, you know what? This is a bad move on here.
Repent.
I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do this. We're going to do better. I'm going to do a better way. Let's reassess it. So I appreciate the support, my friends. We couldn't do it without y'all. Team Health Masters, Health Masters Brower Show, we're all here to help you out the best we can. Make sure you're signing up for the weekly newsletters up here at the podcast button. boom, right there with our big faces on this 86-inch screen. And you can look at the shows every single day, sign up for them. We appreciate the support. Make sure you get the last couple days of the sales. Black Friday sales are going to be changing every single day. So stay tuned for that, my friends. Have a fantastic evening.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, because this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. And take your prayer time seriously. When you're communicating with the Creator of the universe, you might want to think about what you're saying. And you know, just thought I'd mention that and realize that, you know, prayer is a really powerful tool that God gave us, and it literally changes the fabric of space-time. I love you guys so much, and I'm so appreciative of you. Thank you for your support, and we will talk to you guys again tomorrow.